Dr. Ernst, thank you for taking some time out for us here on the 26th day of February. Good to catch up with you once again as we get an update on the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, specifically here in the state of Illinois, and what we've seen. We've had a few flocks that the virus has been found in, correct? And if you could just kind of give us an update.
Yeah, I'll give you an update over what we've seen over the winter here. Since November, we've had infection in four flocks, kind of been a combination of, we've had a game bird flock, a couple of turkey flocks, and a smaller layer flock that have been infected. And it seems to be at all different areas of the state, so it's not concentrated just in one area.
So it was spread across the state in those four different flocks. We've seen numbers in other states higher and lower, so it really is kind of random, it seems like, spread out at this point.
Yeah, I think up to this time, we've been relatively lucky in not having the number of flocks that some of our neighboring states have had. I know that Ohio and Indiana, Missouri, they've all been dealing with some larger flocks and an increased number of flocks that have been affected. So we've been relatively lucky in comparison.
But have also taken some steps to ensure those numbers stay down. Just here earlier this month, suspended the exhibitions and sales, things along those lines?
Yeah, and that was a 30-day suspension that will go through March 11th. However, it'll be reevaluated in there's always a possibility that may be extended. But the whole idea is to decrease exposure between flocks. So anytime we've got flocks that commingle at exhibitions or, say, at auction markets and other sales and those activities, we always run the risk of exposure to multiple flocks. So the whole idea is to keep flocks isolated to themselves and cut down on that possibility for exposure.
With keeping those flocks to themselves, how do we cut down that possibility of exposure? Some biosecurity things that we need to keep in mind.
Well, that's right. I mean, biosecurity seems to be the key word with dealing with this virus. Obviously, at this time, we don't have tools such as vaccination. So biosecurity is the key. Things like making sure that your clothing and overshoes are clean and only used when you're working with the flock. You know, visitors to the flock, especially visitors that may have their own birds, need to be thinking about that. Additions to the flock, you know, now's not really a good time to make additions to the flock. If you do have to make additions, there should be considerations for isolation of the birds that are being added, and should really consider only adding birds that are sourced from a monitored flock or a flock that does some testing for avian influenza.
So a lot of things to keep in mind right there. Are you finding that most poultry owners are following good guidelines here in the state?
Well, I think our commercial poultry operators they've got excellent biosecurity. You know, they're trying to do what they need to do to make sure that they don't have exposure in their flocks. Backyard flocks can be a little more difficult because they've got exposure to the outdoors in a lot of cases. So they do have exposure to wild waterfowl and other wildlife. So that's a little more difficult just because of the setups that the flocks are managed in.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. When we may find a bird that isn't acting right, or there's some symptoms to keep an eye out for, things like that.
Well, obviously, if a flock owner thinks that they've got signs of avian influenza, which a lot of times it's always the only thing they see is an increase in mortality. You know, they may see some sudden deaths. We encourage those flock owners to give the department a call so we can get a veterinarian out there to collect some samples and see what's going on. I would not encourage people to be bringing wild waterfowl to veterinary clinics or to, say, wildlife rehab facilities, just because of the risk of contamination of those facilities, either the clinic or the rehab facility. So I would leave the wildlife to the folks at Department of Natural Resources, as well as USDA Wildlife Services.
Makes a lot of sense. We've focused kind of on the poultry side of things. Obviously, we've seen this pop up in dairy cattle as well. Has there been any incidents or any update along there in the state?
Yeah, fortunately, we do not have any confirmed cases in Illinois. I can tell you that I just looked up this morning. There have been 973 confirmed cases in 17 states. So, you know, it is out there. I know that the Illinois Department of Public Health is beginning their initiation of milk testing at processors. And so that should give us an idea when we get those results in as to whether or not we have any affected herds in Illinois.
Still restricting movement of dairy cattle across state lines and things like that?
Yep, still requiring lactating dairy animals to be tested when they're crossing state lines. And for exhibition this year, we'll do the same thing that we did last year, where lactating dairy cows that are coming into exhibition are going to be required to have a negative test within 7 days prior to entering the exhibition.
So for those getting ready for the show season, keep that in mind. Dr. Ernst, is there anything that we have not touched that you want to get out there? I know you're doing some webinars and some things like that to help get the word out.
Yeah, I just want people to remember that the migration not only happens in the fall, but those wild waterfowl and other wild birds will migrate north just later on this spring. And so there's always the possibility for contamination when those birds come through too. So we've got to remain vigilant. We've got to keep our biosecurity tight and, do what we've got to do to keep it out of the flocks.
Very good. So keep that in mind out there, and plenty of resources online for folks to make sure their biosecurity is tight and things like that, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, the USDA APHIS website has a wealth of information on avian influenza. Also, the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State has a web page that's got a lot of information there. The secure food supply, secure poultry supply, secure egg supply plans are housed at the University of Minnesota. So there's additional information there, as well as the National Poultry Improvement Plan has a webpage that has information on membership for that organization and the diseases that they are testing for as members of that organization as well.
Very good. So folks can jump on there to learn more. Dr. Ernst, I do appreciate the time. I know you're a busy man. Thank you for taking it out for us today.
Well, thank you for having me.